This week on Minnesota Native News, we hear highlights from the interview with Secretary of the Interior, Sally Jewell, and Dan Huckalack with the Fond du Lac Tribal Radio Station, WGZS.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. The Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior Chippewa recently hosted a high-profile guest, Sally Jewell, Secretary of the U.S. Department of Interior. Her agency includes the Bureau of Indian Affairs. During her visit, she spoke with radio host Dan Huckalack at WGZS, the Fond du Lac Tribal Radio Station. Here are highlights from that interview.
Secretary Sally Jewell, welcome. I have a few questions for you I wanted to ask starting off. United States Forestry Service is backing a land swap in order to allow the proposed Polymet Corporation to open pit sulfide mine in the Arrowhead region of Minnesota. How can it be justified, in your opinion, to swap pristine land in such an environmentally sensitive area, the Boundary Waters in particular, in order to conduct a type of mining which has never been proven safe in the United States?
Let me say this, that it's our job to permit the subsurface mining activities on federal public lands. We do believe that the best available science should be applied, that appropriate environmental reviews should be done when we consider any kind of mining activity, and that is consistent with the Forest Service. They agree with that. So we're committed to making sure that anything that comes before us, that we work not only with the Forest Service, but also do appropriate environmental reviews.
Thank you. Oil pipelines from the Bakken region in North Dakota come through our region already, but there are more proposed, and including through our reservation. As a former oil company engineer, how does it seem necessary to build additional pipelines in the U.S. when you consider the many pipeline leaks, nearly one a month, in the United States over the past 30 years?
Well, I think it is very important that as projects are contemplated, that there be not only appropriate environmental review, but also tribal consultation to the extent that they go through a reservation. Certainly that would be required, but also if they potentially impact the resources of that reservation. And we've been steadfast in ensuring that there is that kind of consultation. But I will also say that each of us as individuals has some responsibility for our own use of natural resources. The Bakken crude that's produced in North Dakota, much of it comes down to the Midwest, and it is what people burn when they fill up at the gas tank. So I think we all have a responsibility to conserve the resources and recognize that through our consumption, we're actually supporting activities that do provide a risk to our land and our resources and the things we really care about.
Thank you. The Bugganegishig School, or the Bug School, on the Leech Lake Reservation is going to pioneer a new fast-track process, building new BIE schools. Can you provide any details about how that actually works?
Well, the key is speed and quality. And so the actual building will be, in essence, preformed in a manufacturing plant and then assembled on site with the huge backlog, $1 billion or thereabouts, in school construction projects we have across the country that have not yet been funded. The faster that we can do them with quality projects, the better off we're going to be in serving Indian children. So this is a bit of a test case for us, and we very much appreciate the attention that not only the Leech Lake Band, but the Minnesota Congressional Delegation and the media has brought to this really important issue.
What can you tell us about the process for the remaining schools on the 2004 priority list?
The 2004 schools are in various processes of design and build and site preparation. I think it's very frustrating that these are schools that have been on the list for over a decade, and we're just now getting to them. And, of course, in the meantime, many other schools that are worthy of replacement are piling up because we don't have appropriate funding from Congress to keep up with the deferred maintenance. So we have over 70 schools, I think, or thereabouts, that are in poor condition. So we have a lot of work to do. And I think the more we show that we can be responsible in the use of the money and that we can address this methodically, the more we'll get support from members of Congress to really put like a 10-year plan in place to get this fixed once and for all.
Thank you so much, Madam Secretary. I really appreciate your time.
This is Minnesota Native News.